Once upon a time, a little bird was born in a barnyard. He suffered abuse from the other ducklings. They said, "Hey, baby bird, you are so ugly. We don't want to play with you." He was bullied, and thus he didn't want to live. In his eyes, he thought that he was just the ugly duckling. Sadly, he didn't recognize who he was, and he didn't discover his real identity. One day, he was passing by the lake and realized that he was not a duck, but a beautiful swan. Once he realized his real identity, he was overjoyed and transformed. Ephesians 2 verse 3 says, "We were by nature objects of wrath, but because of his great love, God made us alive with Christ. Previously, we belonged to the world, filled with sins and darkness. However, God saved us and has guided us into the light. We no longer belong to the dark world, but the light world, which belongs to God." For the past 3 weeks, we as believers of God have learned about our real identity. We were in the darkness, but we were guided into the light of the world. This has given us much conviction of our status and position and job in this world. Today, we will learn why believers of Christ are to praise God. First, we are a chosen people. God chose each one of us as children of God. The Greek word ekleton means to choose something or someone with deep conviction as a deeply personal choice. God selected his people after deep and careful thought and conviction. Paul says in Romans 8 verse 30, "God predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Predestined means settled beforehand. God chose his people for a particular purpose in the beginning. Then he called, he also justified, which means make someone righteous. Finally, God helps his people to grow and be glorified. Second, we are a royal priesthood. We are God's children. God is our king, and thus we are his children, a royal family. In 2000, I had an opportunity to visit the Windsor Castle in England. I was impressed with the old and the magnificent legacy of the building. While I was looking at the castle, I wondered about the privilege Queen and her family were given. They must have been privileged to get the lordship and authority that ruled in the country. Believers of Christ belong to God's royal family. Thus, we are privileged and cared and guided by God. We are asked to serve God and his people on this earth. Third, we are a holy nation. Holy nation is the place where children of God live in. As a disciple of Christ, believers are told to obey and follow the law of God because they belong to the family of the kingdom of God. Believers are separated from the sinful secular world. Christians might wonder how they can successfully live and work for God in this sinful world, because it is so hard to discover the goodness, the righteousness, and truthfulness on this earth. Last week, we learned how the book of Peter was written. Many believers of Christ suffered because Nero, the Roman emperor, persecuted Christians. However, they overcame and triumphed because they believed that God was with them and gave them the strength. Do you remember the three main themes of the book of Peter? There was suffering and hope and the glory of God. All three of these are of great significance to believers of Christ today. We might suffer, but we know we have hope through Christ. We know we will be given God's glory in His times and His ways. God's magnificent works are accomplished through His people and are still here with us, helping us to get through. I still remember what my father said to me. "I want to tell you something. Do you know how you can tell your good friends? Think back to when you were deeply troubled. There were people who really would support, encourage, and help you. They are really good friends, brothers and sisters in Christ." Apostle Paul suffered from difficulties he faced working for Christ and thought about giving up his ministries many, many times. We know that God sent his people to support Paul. These were the believers, the Philippians, who wholeheartedly supported Paul financially and spiritually. Due to their sincere assistance, the ministry of God was so successful and that many people came to the Lord in his times. I still thank Mark and Mary Wooten, the family who supported my studies and ministry in America, and many brothers and sisters in Christ who really helped me to succeed in the ministry of God. Also, I thank a woman who really encouraged my ministry. I met her about 12 years ago at a Q church here in Oakland. After I preached at the church, the old woman came and talked to me, holding my hand with tears. "Thank you, minister. At this time, my heart was so much troubled, but your sermon touched my heart." Her short word really encouraged me to continue to walk the ministry of God. Believers of God are called brothers and sisters in Christ. They unite each other into the family of God. In the time of Peter, many believers suffered and lost everything, but they continued to meet together and help each other, and they praised God as a family. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "You may declare the praises of God who called you out of darkness." Peter said that believers of Christ were to praise God because he took us from the darkness and guided us into the light of the world. So we believers living in this world praise God. In this way, we will understand why we need to praise God. The book of Psalm 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." The reason why believers are to praise God is because God has given us to this world and made us to praise Him at all times. This word praise comes from the Greek word. Would you mind? Aretas, which means wonderful deeds, praise, excellence, worthiness of approval and praise. The way believers of God praise God's wonderful deeds and excellence are through our services and our lives. 1 Corinthians 10 verse, chapter 10 verse 31 says, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." When believers of God need to praise God, they are to constantly live and walk and praise for the glory of God. An example of someone who gave her all her efforts for the glory of God is given to Florence Griffith Joyner, also known as Flo Jo, was an American track and field athlete. She is considered the fastest woman of all time. When she got a gold medal in the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul, South Korea, a reporter came and asked her, "What was on your mind while you were running?" She said, "I am running for the glory of God. I am running for the glory of God." So Christians are told to live and walk for God, no matter where they are, where they go, and what they do, because we are born to praise God. From now on, we will understand how to praise God. First, believers are told to serve God and His people. The book of Mark 10 verse 45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Here, serve comes from the Greek word diakonesai, which means wait at table to serve. Some English words, such as deacon, minister, and servant, come from this word. Originally, the word meant that a master served his slaves. However, many people do not understand this because they think servants are there to serve their masters. When we see our Lord Jesus, we understand the original meaning of servant. As we know, our Lord Jesus is known as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was to be served by His people, but He served them. He said, "I am here to serve, not to be served." Because of this, we learn it that we are to serve each other in our church. It doesn't matter who the people are and what they do. When I was in South Korea, I came to know a successful children's educational company. The company was famous for its slogan. It says, "눈높이 교육, eye-level education," which means educators need to understand and teach children what they need. Just as believers of God in this church need to understand other people so that they may help them to come to understand Jesus and His message. We need to help our church members to grow their belief spiritually. In our services to God, we need to spend much time on preaching and teaching the gospel to our family and friends and neighbors so that more people can come to our God. Some of our members were born and brought up here in New Zealand, while others were born and brought up in other countries. I understand that lives of migrants in the beginning can be stressful and miserable. Our understanding, concern, and assistance would be a big encouragement for them. I still thank the Umes family who really supported my family when we were new migrants. Umes and myself served God and His people at a local church. We cared for the church members as home group leaders. Later, both of us became ministers and are now working for the kingdom of God. Second, believers are told to teach and preach the word of God. Some people find this very hard, to preach the word of God to non-believers. However, I believe this is very important work for us. I came to know God at the age of 12, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior at the age of 18 years old. Since that time, I have done my best on teaching and preaching the word of God. When I worked in a rest home, I was a caregiver for the elderly. One day, I was talking with a co-worker. He told me that he received his doctoral degree at Oxford University in England and became a professor in Iran. But he had been deported because he fought against his government for human rights. Although he was a Muslim, I preached the word of God and invited him to come to our church. He didn't receive Jesus, but I hope that one day he will accept Jesus as his personal Savior and Lord. Believers of God are called children of God. We are to praise Him and worship Him while living in this magnificent world. We are told to give our praises to God through worship and with our lives. We are to serve God and His people as our Lord Jesus did. We are to teach and preach the word of God as our Lord commanded. May God bless you. Let us pray to our Lord. Thank you for having us here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for having us, your children and disciples of Christ. Help us continue to praise and worship God through our lives. And help us to serve our Lord and His people as Jesus did. Finally, help us to teach and preach the word of God. Bless our church, leaders and members and new people. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.